Hi, this is Dion from Dhokra reporting back on the Imbiza that was held on the 9th of November at Salt Rock Library, going through the various departments. This is the second department which I'm tackling, which is civil engineering and human settlements. The civil engineering department discussion largely revolved around roads, road failures, potholes in specific. Muzi Sithole, who we've met with before, could unfortunately not be there, so one of his senior department heads, Tabani, did the presentation on behalf of Muzi. Tabani got a lot of flack, and his presentation, he did advise that they're now moving from the coal tar to the hot tar solution, which I understand as a layman is the longer lasting one, the one that takes more time, the one that costs more money, but it's a more sustainable solution as the foundation and water drainage and all of those good things are considered. They have already appointed the various contractors to implement the solution. The only thing that they're currently waiting on is a specific department that does what we call boxing, which is cutting a square around the pothole. I think we've seen that done on the highways when we travel. So they cut a square, a bigger area around the pothole, and then they repair it comprehensively. I'm delighted to hear that that is now going to be the solution going forward. They're very aware of the 16 roads in the greater Dolphin Coast area that is riddled with potholes. They are trying to do quick fixes on the ones that are the most dangerous at the moment with a coal tar solution. We are told that the cutting of squares and the implementation of these longer term repairs is scheduled to start happening in December or January. The question of the big road failure at Sheffield Beach, which has now been blocked off, got a lot of discussion. My understanding is the Tabani said that the $3.5 million that it's required, they did an earlier repair, it wasn't a sufficient repair, it wasn't well done, so it defaulted again. That amount of money wasn't available in the budget, and they had to go and look for money from grant aids from either province or national. That they have now received and got the approval for, and now they're waiting for the final tender and appointment of the appropriate company to do those repairs. Other road failures were also mentioned on the Salt Rock Road, and then a potential additional road failure on the Sheffield Road was also highlighted. There was a lot of concern from the Sheffield community that if the other road now also fails, that they would be a bit stranded, and that the other use of use of alternate roads is now also becoming a problem. Tabani got in for a lot of flack, got a claim for damages to cars and items such as that. There was also quite a bit of discussion on some of the other projects that they were busy with, housing projects and so on, but certainly 90% of the discussion was around roads, potholes, and road failures. Hopefully we could see some longer-term sustainable action happening there. Another department that we have to stay close in touch with, at least it's a responsive department and we can interact with them, but we'll have to stay on that activity for a long time. The other main issue is that we heard once again from Shlangwane as well as from Tabani is that the road and traffic study is nearing finalization and should be made available for public scrutiny and comment within the next couple of weeks. Dhokra is very keen to get involved with us. We'll certainly put out a blog post and make everybody aware the minute we've got that long-term solution plan of the different roads that are being proposed, consolidated by all of the different departments. The issue of the speed limit on the Salt Rock Road was raised as well, and hopefully that would be addressed by the executive director on safety and security. It didn't look as if he was aware of that, so that would certainly be addressed. And then the issue of putting up your own speed humps was discussed, and you know, where these speed humps has to go. So all in all, a very interesting discussion, and I think a message well received by KDM, and DOCRA will certainly stay very close to this and involved to get our streets resolved. Thank you.